Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. My name is Ozzy. Welcome guys. On the 9th of February 2019, I had a very interesting Instagram live session talking about taxes, and I invited a seasoned tax expert with 13 years of experience to share some new information about some of the changes that have occurred this year. Her name is Miss Adebimpe Ogunike, and by popular demand, we've then turned that Instagram live session into a podcast episode. For more information on our guests, please visit our website www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Enjoy the episode. So let me go ahead and add our tax expert, and she's going to tell us all about it in a minute. So it's tax season, you guys. Let me tell you a funny story. When I first moved to America, right, I didn't know anything about tax returns. You know, I got a job working at the front desk in the dorm where I lived, and I was also working in the lab. Welcome. I'm good, thank you. I was just telling them a little story about when I moved to the U.S. and I didn't know anything about tax season. And I got a little job working at the lab, and then I got another job working at the front desk. Someone told me, well, I can file your taxes for you. You know, you don't have to worry about it. Let me do it for you, right? And I give this guy my tax return to file for me, right? I ended up getting quite a bit. You know, I remember when I told my friends that I got like almost $3,000. My friends were like, how? We're not supposed to get that much. And I was like, well, I guess, you know, I gave it to a professional. He did it for me. And let me tell you guys, I got a letter from the IRS. That I owed $2,000, and I was just like, what? And then they put a letter that I had a few days to pay up, and I was so worried because I was just like, I don't know what's going on. So I'm really excited to talk to you because I feel like a lot of people don't know, you know, don't know anything about tax returns, and you just come to America and then there's so much to do. You don't really know, am I doing it right? You know, am I doing it wrong? Should I use TurboTax if I'm international or stuff like that? So welcome.
In America.
Thank you. It's always weird when people call me African Princess. I'm telling you, the other day my mom called me African Princess, and I almost fell off my chair because that's not the name she gave me when I was born. But I kind of just adopted the name because a lot of people think I'm a princess because I'm from Africa. I guess it's from the movie. Right, it's from the movie Coming to America, right? Every African is a princess, I guess. So I'm just like, I'm just going to take that name anyway. So welcome. Tell us a little bit about you. Give us a chance to know you tonight.
Okay, so hi everyone. My name is Adebimpe Ogunike. I'm the owner of Ogunike CPA. I've had this business for about going on 10 years now.
Oh, wow.
It started off as just like a tax practice, mm-hmm. but now expanded to tax, accounting, mm-hmm. Business consulting, and financial planning too as well. So it's been a long road, but the bulk of our work is tax for individuals and businesses.
Okay.
And we're based out here in California, mm-hmm. but we work from anywhere pretty much. We can do work for you if you're in Minnesota, New York. We cover all states, okay. And even if you're in China.
Oh, wow.
And that's one thing some people forget. When it comes to filing your taxes, it is technically a requirement by the government, and it doesn't matter where you make the money.
Oh, wow.
You report your worldwide income as a U.S. citizen or as a legal resident.
Okay, that's interesting. So tonight you're going to tell us a little bit about the changes. So I know there are a lot of changes with this new administration, right?
That is correct.
Okay,
so as of 2018, there's been a few changes made to the tax law. I know a lot of people have always had questions like, okay, how is it going to affect my return? Am I going to get more money?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to get less money? Honestly, it depends. One of the other major things is some of the deductions have gone away.
I haven't filed my taxes yet. I need to do that, right? If you're talking to someone who pretty much just has moved to the U.S. for the very first time,
mm-hmm.
how would you explain what this season is, what tax season is, tax returns, you know, why do they need to file their taxes, you know, stuff like that. How would you explain that?
Okay, I know for a lot of foreigners, including myself, when I first of all came to this country,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, what is a tax return? Why are we doing it? Basically, in essence, it's to determine if you paid enough taxes during the year. That's what it is.
Okay.
If you pay too much in taxes, you get your money back without interest.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't pay enough, then you have to pay more in taxes. And they give you a time limit.
Okay.
You go beyond that time limit of April 15th, they're going to accumulate interest and penalties. Kind of sad when you think about it, but that's just the way the system goes. And our tax money is working for us. That's what I believe anyways.
Okay.
There's a lot of structure in this country, and it's based on the tax system, really.
Okay. So that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, now you talked about deductions, right? So what does that mean in relation to your taxes?
So as an individual or as a family, depending on how you're filing, the government will consider certain things that happen to you. Like, for example, if you have kids, if you moved, not so much now, but if you went to school, things like that, you can get credits, you can get deductions for certain things.
Okay.
So one of the major deductions that has gone away for 2018 moving forward is personal exemptions. That was one of the biggest things. In the past, in addition to your standard deduction, you would get a personal exemption for yourself and for each member of your family. Okay. So let's say you're a family of six. Each person used to get about $4,350, I believe. And you would multiply that by six.
Okay.
And that will reduce your income for the year.
Oh.
So the deductions and credits reduce all the income that you made for the year. Then they'll determine how much is actually taxable for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then based on what you should have paid and what you did pay will determine if you have a refund or if you owe money.
Okay. So for you guys that are just joining, we're talking about tax season. We're talking about all things taxes. So come with your questions. The expert is here. So you just explained why we need to file our taxes and the deductions.
Yeah.
And then today you're going to tell us differences in deductions, right? Between right now and last year. So some things have been taken out.
Like what I said before, personal exemptions is the biggest one. And I think, I believe that's the one that impacts families the most. Because now if you have like, I don't know, six kids, the maximum credits that you can get on that child is now just 2,000. Yes, they did double the child tax credit. It used to be 1,000 before.
Right.
So there was the personal exemption that you could do. There was your standard deduction. And then there was your child tax credit. Right? So child tax credit now has doubled, 2,000 per child. But that doesn't mean you're going to get the 2,000 though. It depends on your income.
Yeah, right.
Then you have the personal exemptions that are gone now. The slight upside is that standard deductions now have doubled for everybody.
Okay.
So before, if you're filing single, your standard deduction was like $6,350.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's $12,000.
Oh, so that's good for singles,
Just like when you add everything up,
right?
Honestly, when you look at it, when you add everything up, it might not be in your favor. That's why I said it's going to favor some people and it's not going to favor some people.
Right.
You know, there's no yes or no answer. It just depends on your situation and how you're filing.
Right.
So now for married filing jointly, that has gone up to about $24,000.
From what now?
It's pretty. From 12.
Oh, wow. That's good.
So it's doubled. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you don't have the personal exemptions again. So
right.
you have that. You have children. That has doubled to 2,000.
Okay.
And what other ones have moved? Moving expenses. Let's say, for example, you move because of a job.
Mm-hmm.
You can no longer deduct those expenses out of pocket unless you're in the military.
Okay.
And even then, military personnel usually get reimbursed for it, so that it doesn't really have an impact.
Right.
Another thing that has gone is, so for divorced people, if you pay alimony to your ex, you can get a deduction for that. That's no longer there anymore.
So why did they make all these changes, though? It seems like a lot was just like a big overhaul. Like, what was the reasoning behind all of this? Like, people were taking advantage of the system, or?
I'm sure people were taking advantage of it. And I mean, these are changes that have been requested probably for the past 30 years.
Okay.
And as soon as they saw an opening, they put it in. You know, that's the way I see it anyways. Yeah. So moving expenses has gone. And sometimes that's a huge deduction. Another deduction that has gone is casualty loss. So let's say, for example, someone comes to rob you.
Right.
I mean, God forbid. Someone comes to rob you. They wipe you out.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance doesn't cover everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whatever that loss is, you could actually deduct it on your Schedule A. Now, that's gone.
That just flew right over my head. I'm guessing you guys, there was a Schedule A.
Okay.
Okay.
Where was I? So for the casualty loss, you know, you could deduct that difference on your Schedule A. Now, that's gone. The only time you can deduct a casualty loss is if you undergo a disaster that's like a presidential declared disaster, like a hurricane or, you know, a tornado or some kind of really horrible storm.
Right.
In those cases, then yes, you can go ahead and deduct those things.
Right. Okay.
Another major thing that I believe is going to affect a lot of Americans is people that have unreimbursed job expense, because there's some certain fields that there's some things that you have to purchase yourself as an employee that your employer is not going to cover. Mm-hmm. So that used to be deductible in the past. Okay. It's possible that your job sends you to different locations.
Right.
And they don't cover that. You could take that as a deduction. Now, that's gone too as well for 2018 moving forward. I know a lot of people have complained about that, but...
Wow, it sounds like a lot has been taken out. So has anything been added though? I feel like, okay, for the couples, you know, you get that 24,000.
But even for a regular individual too, their standard deduction has doubled a little bit.
Okay.
For people that have kids, child tax credit is doubled to 2,000 from 1,000. It's something, you know.
Someone says, are these changes a Trump thing? This is not a political podcast.
I don't want to get too political, but you know, you're part of the change.
Right. Oh my God, are they trying to force us to marry?
Look, I'll tell you something though. The tax system does favor married people with children.
Right.
That's just the way it was built.
Hint, to all everyone.
But that doesn't mean you should go.
Right.
People get married.
See? Right. Okay.
What is left for us to deduct? Well, I mean, you still have your standard deduction that is doubled.
Mm-hmm.
As an individual, I don't know, Queen Sheeta, I don't know if you're married or anything like that.
But I think your standard deduction
would have doubled. Yeah. Okay. So if you have kids, you now have $2,000 to deduct for your children. With the tax bracket that has changed too, some people might have noticed that they got a little bit more money back from their paychecks last year. Might not have noticed. So let's say, for example, before you were in like a 25% bracket.
Right.
And you were earning, I don't know, X amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that you would have now moved down to a 22% bracket.
Okay.
And you might not feel the change, but
it's not that drastic when it comes down to numbers.
No, it's not. No. It's not. Okay. It's not at all. Okay. Not at all. Mm-hmm. And for people that own homes, people that live in, I don't know, areas like California, for example, New York, many areas of the East Coast, practically.
Mm-hmm.
There's now a cap on how much you can deduct as your state and local tax.
Okay.
So I'll give you a quick example. So in California, the property taxes are high here. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. So it's possible that you have like a, I don't know, $1 or $2 million home. You're paying over $10,000 in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, for example, now they've capped that to $10,000. So if you paid $15,000 on your property taxes, pretty much lost that extra $5,000 that you paid.
Right.
You can only deduct about $10,000. So you might not see yourself getting more money back.
Right.
But yeah, for 2018.
So move to Tennessee. We have million-dollar houses, but I mean, you can get a really nice house for not so much. So move to Nashville.
Not so much means what? How much? $500,000?
And a lot of people are moving to Nashville, you guys. Move to Nashville. A lot of people are moving to Nashville. They say 10,000 people move to Nashville, I think, every month. So
really?
Yes. So we need you guys over here. Okay.
We'll think about it. But right. It still snows in Nashville, doesn't it?
Once a year. It's not...
Really?
Yeah, like we only got like one day of snow, and it wasn't the whole day. It was like overnight. We kind of woke up and we saw like snow. Yeah, Nashville is awesome, you guys. Yes. Nobody's paying me for this, so let me just stop. Okay.
Advertising.
I know, free.
Department.
Someone says Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know some of your viewers had questions.
All right. Yes. There were some questions
that you sent me. Yeah, you sent me some of the questions.
Let me see. What did I write those down? Oh, someone says, okay, let me ask you the question. Someone says, if the government shuts down again, will that affect my tax returns?
Okay. Are they referring to if they shut down again, like in the next month or something?
Yeah.
And yes, it will.
Okay.
It'll definitely delay if you're getting a refund or anything. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't file your taxes on time.
Okay.
You should still do that on time. They might make I haven't seen them make an exception for that, unless maybe some kind of disaster happens.
Okay, so let me ask you one from Akinola Dami. She says,
okay.
I'm working on campus as an international student. Do I pay tax or, I guess she says, does my school pay for me? I've never really thought about it.
Well, your employer has the responsibility of taking the taxes out of your paycheck and issuing it back to the government. So when you get a W-2, you'll see how much you earned and how much was remitted to the federal government and to the state and Medicare and Social Security.
Right.
So they have to do that for you. That's not your responsibility.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I believe a lot of times, even international students do have to file taxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm assuming they're allowing you to work based on the Social Security number or an ITIN.
Right. You have to.
Yes.
You have to. Okay, let me ask another one from here, from last week. Okay. If I sell items on a small scale on Instagram, do I need to include that in my taxes?
Technically, yes. You're supposed to report all your income.
You did say technically,
though. The person also has to remember.
You said technically. That's a technicality there. Okay.
You're supposed to report everything that you made, but the person also has to remember that even as you're filing, as you're reporting the income that you made from your side business, you can also report your expenses.
Okay.
Yeah. And whatever is the difference, then you have to pay tax on. If there's a loss, there's a loss. If there's a loss, I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. So if that person is working a full-time job,
right,
and let's say they made like $75,000, okay, you have a little side hustle, and you had a loss of $10,000,
mm-hmm,
guess what? You can that loss can be taken out of your income, your wages. So now you're going to be at $65,000.
Okay.
And that's what they're going to look at.
Okay, that's good, though.
The other deduction.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
But if you make more, and technically there's no loss, you actually, well, in another
you're
bracket.
You're going to pay taxes on it.
Right.
You're
going to
pay what's called self-employment taxes on that.
Okay.
Because the government wants their money.
Let me ask you another question. So if you make money on Instagram off a business that you have, but like it's not like a registered business. You haven't registered this with anybody. It's just like your side hustle, like you'd say. You probably take cash. Is that a business if it's not registered?
It is a business.
Okay.
You report that kind of income on what's called a Schedule C or a sole proprietor.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where you report for anybody that's doing some kind of side hustle. It doesn't have to be registered or anything.
That's where that
income and expenses will go.
Okay. So Superblow, you're gonna have to write your complicated question. Make it uncomplicated and type it out so we can answer it. Superblow says, can you also get a refund on a tuition paid?
You get a credit. You get an education credit for tuition that you paid for the year, yes. But it's not technically a refund, the credit.
Okay.
Yeah, the credit.
All right. Let me ask you one from last week and then we'll take hers.
Okay.
What are some of the factors I need to consider when I file my taxes?
Well, you just have to make sure that your tax documents are, you know, you have everything in a row. You have wherever you made income,
mm-hmm,
be it from your job, even if it's like investment income that you made, like dividends and interest, that needs to be reported to as well.
Okay.
If you took a withdrawal from your 401k, that needs to be reported to as well. You know, things like that. If you went to school, you need to put that into consideration too as well. If you have kids, yes.
Right.
If you had daycare expenses, yes, please. You know, things like that.
Okay.
You do get credits for such things. Mm-hmm. Those are the major things I would say people get credits for. Education, daycare expenses, having a child. And even when you make contributions to like a retirement plan outside of your employer's plan, you also can get a deduction for that too as well.
All right. So I have one more question from last week, and then you guys online can ask your questions. If I made almost $700 in interest last year,
mm-hmm,
will that take away from my tax refund?
It depends. The person would have to report it.
Okay.
And you will get taxed on it, so it could chip it into your refund if you are getting a refund.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So the way I kind of view tax refund is like I'm saving money somewhere because I always ensure that I overpay so that somehow I always get a refund because I don't want to end up owing. I told you the incident where I got a letter from the IRS that I was owing
$2,000
and I was just like,
what did the person put on your tax bill? That's
so
what
basically,
I was
so this is the thing.
When you said 3,000.
He filed like I was a U.S. citizen when I wasn't, right?
Okay.
Right. And then he some kind of all kinds of all these benefits he put in there, but at the end of the day, they're going to figure it out that I'm not, you know. But he didn't tell me this. I didn't know anything about it. All I did was get like about $3,000 tax refund. And then about how many months later, I got a letter that I was owing. And then the thing is, they already started putting interest on it. So I was even owing more than I initially thought.
So people need to be careful with that. Don't go,
you
know, putting in deductions that you know you don't qualify. Because if the IRS comes, they're going to ask for documentation to support your claim.
Right.
If you can't provide it,
mm-hmm,
you will need to return that money.
And that's why you need to use someone who knows what they're doing. I have to say this, because if you use someone who doesn't know what they're doing,
that's correct.
When I got that letter, I was calling the guy like, what's up? Like, can you send me the documents? Like, da 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 da. And he was just like, oh, I'm in New York right now. And I'm just like, what? You moved? You didn't even tell me. The guy just like, he stopped picking my calls. It was terrible,
what?
I'm telling you. So,
use
someone who knows what they're doing. I would say this over and over and over again. Like, don't, if you don't understand it, get someone who does, right? Okay, so let me ask you some of these questions. Someone says, I've been keeping my gas receipts for a while now. Is that something that she can deduct or?
Unless she's using her car for a business.
So, I drive my car to work. Does that count for anything? Because I hear my coworkers talking about how they've been, you know, they deduct stuff from. I'm just like, should I be keeping my, how is that, does that work?
If you're, first of all, if you're employed,
Right.
If you're an employee and you're going to your regular job,
right,
your commute from your house to your job is not deductible, okay?
Mm.
Now, if, for example, you're a contractor,
mm-hmm,
and you're working temporarily, then it's possible that for you to move from one site to another, that could be deductible.
Okay.
But if you're an employee, that, no, not it, sorry.
Gonna have to tell them about that. Oh, okay, so... Okay.
I had a question up here.
Okay, yeah, you can go ahead and take that one.
Okay, complicated question. Okay, last year I had Medicaid when I was in school and didn't have a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started working and changed to employer's insurance. Okay, and...
The second part is, will I owe the government because my income bracket changed? Yeah.
Okay, so you worked part-time in school, if I'm understanding that, and then you started working a regular job and got paid more.
Right.
Okay. How much more?
So it all depends on if she's in a different tax bracket.
It depends.
One part of the year she was a student and she had Medicaid. And now the second part of the year she's now working and she has her employer's insurance.
Insurance.
Yeah. So how does that? I think she's working in different states now. Even so, how does that work?
Okay. So I'm assuming that she will have gotten a W-2 for her part time job in school.
Mm-hmm.
And then she will have probably gotten a document from Medicaid too as well. And then she'll get a W-2 from a regular employer.
Right.
When she's working full time. Right. Yeah. And then she'll also get a health insurance document from her employer too as well.
Right.
So I'm assuming she'll get 4 pieces of information, if not 5, because she was in school.
Okay.
So the tuition that she paid too as well.
Superblow, I strongly recommend that you seek the services of someone who knows what they're doing. Like this wonderful lady we're speaking to right now. Because
and you guys can always DM me.
Yeah, you can always get in contact with her.
So go ahead and send me a message and I will gladly respond, okay?
Okay, I see another question here. Someone says, what is the benefit of having an LLC on filing your taxes? Okay. I heard you can get a lot of tax break based on that.
Okay, so we're going into a different area now because we're talking about individual taxes.
Right.
So with an LLC, here's what happens with an LLC. An LLC is a type of business is considered a pass-through entity.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever income expenses that you have there, it flows into your personal return. So if you have a loss, mm-hmm, you can deduct that from any other wages that you have. And one of the good things is that, that's one of the biggest changes this year too as well.
Okay.
Since we're going into business taxes, we might as well talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, pass-through entities get taxed at your own personal income tax rate. So, in prior years, that could have ranged from, 20, depending on what your income tax is, 10 to up to 39%, right?
Right.
So, that's for pass-through entities. Now, if you have a corporation, a C corporation, there's a flat rate of 21%. So it doesn't matter how much you make, flat rate is 21%. So you're going to see a big shift from people doing pass-through entities to corporations, if it is worth your time. Now, back to the question. If you do have an LLC, if you make a loss, I'm not hoping that you make a loss, but if you do, you don't get taxed on it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you do make a profit, you can be taxed up to 37%, depending on what your income tax bracket is.
Okay.
You know, and if you're doing the job part-time, mm-hmm, LLC part-time, mm-hmm, you have a full-time job, you earn some money at your full-time job, if you make a loss, you can deduct that loss from your full-time job wages. That's why a lot of people use LLC, partnerships, S-corps, things like that.
Okay. So Godfather, I hope that kind of answered your question. So yeah. Do you guys have any more questions for Ms. Binkbit? Do you guys have any more questions? Please go ahead and ask right now. So tell me some of the services that you offer.
Okay, so we offer tax preparation service for individuals and businesses,
mm-hmm,
and as well as accounting services too as well. Full on with that, with accounting, bookkeeping, and payroll, all that. Mm-hmm. We also offer business consulting, which consists of determining what kind of business structure you should have.
Right.
That will be of benefit to you, and registering the business too as well. We also offer financial planning too as well. So depending on what stage of life that you're at right now,
mm-hmm,
we can help you determine how you want to save your money, how you want to invest your money, how you want to make your money work for you.
Mm.
If you have kids, I'm talking about college plans, things like that.
Mm.
So those are the services that we offer here.
So how can people reach you? Like Instagram, website, email?
So I'm on Instagram at Ogunayake CPA. Mm. We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. It's called Ogunayake and Associates.
Right.
Our website is www.ogunayakecpa.com.
Okay.
Our email address is info@ogunayakecpa.com.
All right.
Okay. You guys can reach out to me anytime.
Someone says that, do they have to use plenty of money to use your services? Do you want free service? This is the free service right here.
you're getting someone with over 13 years of experience.
Highly qualified.
What we typically do here is that we offer year-round services. So don't feel like as if once tax season is over, that's it. You can't call my phone anymore. No. We don't do that. We offer full year services. If you have questions, you're free to email us, to call us, and we're pretty much here for you.
Right.
We're here to
serve
the client.
You know? And just mention that you're from African Princess in America.
Yes, you can.
And that will help.
You can. Mm-hmm. It will help.
Yes, definitely.
We love referrals.
Let's get to know you a little bit more, because I feel like this is coming like a family. So you said you've been into this for 13 years, right?
Yes, I've been preparing taxes for 13 years.
Okay, so kind of give us like your background and why you kind of went into like taxes.
Okay, I'll go as far back as, because I went to secondary school in high school in Nigeria. I went to a boarding school. And
what boarding school did you go to?
I went to FGGC Oyo, a girls' government college. Okay, it was in the boondocks.
It was no private school. We went to private school. I'm just kidding.
We didn't go to private. It was very
public. Right.
As a teenager, you're not sure what you want to do, you know. But I discovered much later on that I had an interest in math and accounting. It kind of piqued my interest, like, oh, okay, this is exciting, you know. But I still didn't know what I wanted to do in college. I knew I had to, well, you have to go to college. There was no...
Yeah, as a Nigerian, that's like...
Exactly.
It's a given.
Yeah, you got to go to college, you know. But I still didn't know what I wanted to do. I remember, I think after college, I did this international baccalaureate program. And I remember telling my dad that because my dad is a diplomat. Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt like, maybe I should go down that path.
Right.
You know? I wanted to do like he did. He did, you know, he studied psychology and then international relations, you know. And he was, you know, working for the ministry of... I was like, hey, you know, I think I want to do that. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of gently persuaded me not to.
This is not for you. Politics, you know, is
like,
not for you.
You know, because I was thinking psychology. And he was like, you know, the opportunities for psychology is not, you know, it's not that extensive. Even if you want to become a diplomat, that means you're going to be traveling with your family up and down, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. And then not too long after, I ended up in America, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do accounting, right? We'll do accounting. Accounting classes were awesome here. I was like, yes. And then I had a change of heart again. I decided I wanted to do information systems, you know. I had computers and everything, So when I transferred to my undergrad university, which was California State University, Northridge, that's what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But guess what? As I was about to graduate.
Right.
I was like, wait, when I came into this country, I wanted to do accounting. What's going on with me? Mm. So I called my dad. I'm like, Daddy, I'm going to stay on an extra year so I can have like a double major in accounting and information systems. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did.
Okay.
Accounting university here wasn't a walk in the park.
Okay.
It really wasn't. It was extremely, I don't want to say difficult, it was challenging.
Okay.
It was really challenging, but I liked it. And then when you're in undergrad, when you're in accounting, they push the audit field a lot.
Okay.
You know, from the Big Four to the national companies, the regional companies, all that. Mm-hmm. So I liked taxes. I really did. But for some reason, I went off to audit.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that's how I started my career in audit. And then, of course, when I was at that company, at the CPA firm I was working at, I still got a chance to do some taxes.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this tax thing and whatnot. And then, of course, we had the massive recession in 2008.
Right.
Where they, you know, laid everybody off and everything.
Yeah.
Which was fine. It was okay. I went into the private industry. Mm-hmm. I worked in at HealthNet. I worked in the membership accounting department. And that's when I decided to start my own tax practice because I still had an interest in it.
Wow.
So that's how I started doing it on the side, yes.
Right.
That's how I started doing it on the side. And then built it up to what it is today.
You're so many things. I feel like you wear so many hats.
I try. We're just trying to, you know, we only have one life to live.
Right, live
if
it
I
up.
I don't do it now, when am I going to do it? You know?
So I feel like you could even give advice to people who are trying to start their own business, too. I feel like that's even why...
I always say do it. Mm. I always say do it. Because because...
Like, what's there to lose?
Yeah, exactly. You don't have anything to lose. I mean, you do.
I mean, I get a lot of people who ask me that, oh, I want to start this thing. And see, if you DM me and you tell me you want to start something, mm-hmm. and I give you all the pumps and everything, mm-hmm. and then you DM me again in 2 weeks and you're like, I still have questions. I'm thinking, why haven't you started? Or why are you mm-hmm. having all these questions? Like, do it. Just do it. Like, if you fail, at least you know you did it.
And it's a learning curve. That's one thing people need to understand.
Exactly.
It's not like I know it all. Mm-hmm. I learn as I go. Mm-hmm. You know, I learn as I go. I've made a lot of mistakes on the way. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm still learning and I'm still open to learning.
Right, you know? Right. And that's a great spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do provide... like I said, business consulting too as well. So right. If you have questions on that, feel free to ask me. Do not be shy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say, okay, you have to pay me $150 for 30 minutes, whatever. No, I'm not that kind of person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I have a lot of stories to tell you guys, immigration-wise. I'm probably going to do a whole series on immigration. But I remember just wanting more information and, you know, calling someone up, and she's a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And before I could even say what I was calling for, she was just like, it's $300 per hour.
Yeah.
I was like, let me get back to you. At this point, I was a student. So I was just like, I don't have $300.
Have that kind of money.
How fast can I ask these questions? So I'm just like, you know, but I'm really grateful that you mentioned that.
It's very important for you to do your own research because the information is out there.
It's out there, it's really.
It's all out there.
It is. It is.
All out there.
Right.
It's just that sometimes you need someone to hold your hand through the process, mm-hmm. which is fine. So I would say jump, mm-hmm. but still open your eyes, you know.
Be well informed before you do anything, be well of course. Informed. But definitely don't go to someone and say, I don't know anything about this. I want to find out everything about this. Because mm-hmm. you're going to spend a lot of money just that way.
Yes.
But if you at least have some information, you kind of know the direction that you're going. And so you save your time and your money. So you're not just like... totally blind. Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I really enjoyed this because this, I feel like...
I was nervous at first. I was like...
It's totally easy. Like, nobody trolls on here. Let me tell you, it took me a while to actually start coming on live on Instagram. And there's another girl that I follow on Instagram, Dr. Crystal Benji. And then she always goes live. And so one day I was just like, how do you do it? Like, she's just like, girl, it's lashes. I was like, really? She's like, yeah, it's lashes. Like, once you put your lashes on, she's like, your confidence is just like... But I guess what she was trying to say is, just wear your confidence and just do it. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Someone's going to get on here and say,
it's true.
You look ugly, but
in the past, you know, I did a lot of tax tip videos.
Yes, you did. Yes.
A lot. Okay. But again, they were already pre-recorded and everything. Mm-hmm. So I never really have to do like a live session or anything. But I think I might start doing that.
Absolutely. It's all love here. That's what someone is saying. Yes. It is all love here, you guys. You. Instagram is work. I won't tell you guys. I won't lie to you. Like,
it is.
I love live sessions because... you just do it and then people ask you questions, you get to answer, you know, so it's not that bad. But when you're pre-recording, you have to edit, you have to do all these things. And that's just a lot of time.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Yeah.
A lot of work. Yeah. And I used to do everything on my phone on the go. Okay. Sometimes I would, within an hour of recording, I'll have to edit it and then post.
Let me tell you, when I started with my podcast, right, I wanted to put an episode out every single day. That's how gingered and energized and passionate I was about it. But after like a week, I was burned out. I was just like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So I think it's good to choose what is consistent for you. What does consistency mean for you? Like, is it once a week? Is it once every 2 weeks? And do it. Yeah. Oh, they love your voice.
Thank you.
Oh, that's amazing, you guys. So if you have more questions about your taxes and things like that, feel free to jump in her DM and ask her these questions. And just mention that you're from Tapper Podcast. And that might help.
And just to let you guys know, every Tuesday I send out tax tips in regards to the new changes and everything. So be on the lookout for that. Oh, Irawo Ife. My name is Adebimpe. Adebimpe Ogunaike. My IG is Ogunaike CPA.
Let me type that in. I think that would be very helpful.
Yes, please.
Oh. Okay. I'll definitely give you guys the details. Like, Ade is in the back. Let me tell you, he's just like running around, helping me do everything, making sure the light is falling at the right angle and things like that. I'm so blessed. No, Ade, do you want to come on camera? Oh, he says no. Sorry, you guys.
He doesn't
want to
come on.
He's like, no.
Okay.
You can DM her if you have questions. If you want your taxes done, if you want business advice, things like that, you can always reach out to her and she'll help you out. So you guys, yeah, that's all we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much for joining us. I really enjoyed this Instagram Live. It's so easy. Thanks for sharing your knowledge with us. Thank you, Queen Cheetah.
You're very welcome.
Elizabeth Tochi. Yeah. You're going to have to rewatch it because we're leaving. But she did some really good things.
Yeah.
Alrighty, you guys. Thank you so much. We're leaving. Alrighty. Have an amazing evening.
Some people are just coming in.
I know. You guys are coming in. We're leaving.
We're going to repost this later.
Yeah, we'll definitely, it will be on for 24 hours and you guys can definitely watch and see everything.
All right,
and if you have questions, remember who to ask, you know. All right.
Yes. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right, then.
Bye. All right, you guys. We're going off now. Have an amazing evening.